Melissa and the new SGA president, Tiana, to come, but we can maybe get some things out of the way. First, you received by email a revised copy of the December 5th, 2014 minutes of the December 5th meeting, rather. You've had a chance to review those, I hope. Is there a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Joe, there's a second.
Second
Roger. Any questions about the revised minutes or additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you very much. Also, the minutes of our last meeting, February 24th, were emailed to you. The chair will entertain a motion to approve.
I got worried there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Thank you very much. Approve the advisory board.
So moved.
Colleen, second.
Second.
Second by Dr. Burke. Any questions, comments? Everyone awake? All in favor?
Good question.
Sure.
Who's responsible for selecting these and getting them to participate on these advisory committees?
Faculty and the programs and the dean.
The deans.
Faculty.
Because they're really doing a good job. When you look at the diversity of people that you have in each of these, I think it's really good.
Hey, Marie, because for the CJ ones, we look at them every year and say, like, where are graduates getting employed? And we try to have a representation. I think we have 8 or 10 members. So we add ones and we switch them.
That's good.
When I first started, it was almost all St. Lawrence County people.
And
now
enough.
We've expanded outside and into Homeland Security and federal and the crime labs. So, yeah.
That's what I noticed, mm-hmm. and I thought, isn't it good that they're willing to serve and that you have reached out?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Okay, so they were approved. Melissa and Fiona, welcome. We started to basically all we've done is approve the minutes of the prior two meetings and the advisory board appointments. Since everyone is here now, maybe we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves to. So Fiona, we have an idea who everyone is. And by the way, welcome, Fiona. The new SGA president for 2015-16, right? And we have to call you Madam President. And Melissa, are you the president now, Keona?
No.
Or are you just waiting in the wings until Melissa's term is filled?
Just waiting in the wings.
Melissa, we'd like to thank you for being a member of the College Council and your service. Ron O'Neill, Chair of the College Council.
Liz Erickson, our Campus Governance Leader.
Courtney Bish, Vice President for Student Affairs.
Jarvis Smith, Acting Director of Public Relations.
Roger Sherlow, College Counsel.
Lenore Vanderzee, Executive Director for University Relations.
Karen Stouse, the interim provost and academic vice president.
Hi guys, I'm Kiana Solomon. I'm going to be the new SGA president.
Melissa Cummins, retiring SGA
Greensboro College Council, and thank you for what you've done, and welcome.
Dave Harlow, University UUP president.
Marie Reagan, College Council.
Joe Rich, College Council.
Cloyan O'Neill, College Council.
Sean Miller, Vice President for Administration.
Zavisa Fran, President.
Michaela Young, Assistant to the President.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any old business to come before the our meeting today? Hearing none, we move on to the Chairman's Report. And again, I have nothing to report, which is a good thing sometimes. The President's Report. Now, this is important.
Okay.
Dr. Shafran.
Well, I'll mention a couple of things in a general way, and then I'll leave it to the various other names here to give some more specifics. Okay. In terms of personnel, I'm pleased to report that our provost search is almost over. Liz has been chaired the search committee. And so we want to thank Karen Spellacy for the wonderful job she's done as interim provost, but it looks like her torture will be over soon. But just as one ends, another begins, okay, and that is, of course, I'm sure most of you have heard that Dave Gerlach is going to be leaving us after 3,000 years, I think it's been, on the SUNY Canton campus. He applied, not only did he just get his PhD, okay, but he decided to make it a doubleheader. And so he's gotten the presidency at Lincoln College in Illinois. And so he's obviously had a wonderful career here. We thank him for everything he's done. Guess where he is today? Right, and
yes.
And you know, we can of course understand that, and we only wish him the very best, and we're going to have a nice party on campus to thank him for the good work that he's done. Speaking of thanking people for the good work that they've done, I'm very pleased to tell those of you who might not have heard this already, but I think you've all heard this already, that the Board of Regents the Chancellor, the Chancellor to be accurate, has approved our naming two buildings for both Dr. MacArthur and for Dr. Kennedy. And so long overdue, and I'm glad that we're able to move forward with those things thanks to the generosity and support of our college association who coughed up the dough, okay, to do these things. And so we're going to be doing this on June 5th at Alumni Weekend. And so between that and giving various awards and naming people to the Hall of Fame and the Dairy Princess Parade, right, this is going to be one heck of an Alumni Weekend. So this is one that nobody should miss. And so we're very excited about that. So the Chancellor was actually very supportive. Okay, and her view was of the folks that we had here. I'm going to let Karen talk about these in detail, but we've had a number of degree name changes that SUNY and State Ed have approved, as well as she's going to give us a status report on several new degrees that you've heard me talk about in the past, as to where they are in the process. So I won't go any further than except to say we had a rather pleasant surprise with the engineering technology degree name change. For those who don't know, these things were called mechanical technology or electrical technology or civil technology, notice the lack of the word engineering,
yeah.
Okay, because the system didn't want to call them engineering technology until they were ABET accredited. I've never run into that before in any other system, but okay. And so we got ABET accreditation last year, and so we moved in for a name change, and of course all kinds of crazy bureaucratic stuff showed up, and things got kind of bottled up, and finally I called up the provost in Albany and alongside Mike Newtown, and we explained to them that what they were trying to make us do was convert it into an engineering degree, okay, without calling it an engineering degree. So we said basically two choices. Either say, we want you to make these engineering degrees, and we will be more than happy to do that, or recognize that they're engineering technology degrees and get out of the way. And so they went for option B. Within 2 days, SUNY approved it, and unbelievably, within 2 days, State Ed approved it. Okay, something that has apparently never happened before. And so the really good news is the students today, as they graduate, will have a degree that says engineering technology on it. We were able to move it so quickly, it applies to this year's graduates. And that's the important part.
Congratulations.
Okay? And so I'm really very happy for Provost Cartwright's assistance in moving this through. Let's see. So we're gearing up on grants, okay, on this campus. We've just heard that we got a new program. What do they call these things? The small one that we just got. I've forgotten. It's a program improvement grant, basically. And we got it for a physics laser project, and that came in. They got like $20,000 for that, so that was very nice. And we just submitted a SUNY 2020 grant for slightly more money. That's $20 million. And this was in conjunction with SUNY Potsdam, Jefferson, and Plattsburgh. And if this grant is successful, we get $9 million. Potsdam gets $9 million. And Jefferson and Plattsburgh get $1 million each. And so the project is to develop a North Country incubator and accelerator. Okay, the incubator would be located at Potsdam, and its main purpose would be the integration of science and technology with the arts. And we approach these from opposite directions. So these are joint projects, and so this isn't a Potsdam thing, but it's a regional thing. Okay, and on our campus, we would have the accelerator, which fits very nicely into our mission. And for those who don't know, an accelerator is something that takes student ideas and converts them into prototypes, pop-up businesses, virtual businesses. We then tie it in with the Small Business Administration Development Center that we have on campus in Startup New York in order to create a pipeline of innovation and development that SUNY Canton will be in the center of. And it's part of our effort to show the world that we're all about jobs, we're all about innovation, we're all about creating opportunities in the North Country. That's our mission. Okay, and this will, if we get it, put a very nice underline on that. So I'm optimistic, and I want to thank Lenore for the wonderful work that she did in supporting that, and our colleagues at Potsdam as well. And so this was a nice example of how we can work together, right, and to do something that's greater than the sum of the parts. And so I was very happy with that. I've submitted stuff in the past that, you know, frankly, I thought was a little dubious, but this particular proposal, if it were up to me, I'd fund it. Okay. And so hopefully they will see it the same way. We'll see. Okay, these things are always long shots, okay, in SUNY, as you know, but I think we've got a good shot. With regard to the state budget, I'm sorry to tell you that there was really not much of an improvement, okay, on the state side. They did increase the amount of money available for SUNY 2020, so hopefully we will benefit from that, okay, but of course it's still insufficient to cover needs. And the amount of capital spending was not increased in the state budget, and it had already been all pre-allocated. And so we had the only opportunities we had was if it got increased. and it didn't. So basically, when you take out the money for mandatory increases for things like Medicaid in the state and the governor's initiative for changing the way K-12 teachers are evaluated, there's no money left for anything. Okay, and so that's basically the way the budget worked this year. And so I guess we consider ourselves at least somewhat fortunate in that in Wisconsin they're talking about a $300 million cut. So things could always be worse. Okay, so at least we're flat. Okay, so that's all right. SUNY has got a number of initiatives. I'll just mention one. I'll mention two. One is that they're really pushing on applied learning, okay, across the system. It's not going to have much of an effect on are basically in terms of trying to reduce costs for students, and something that we're going to be moving forward on is a graduate in four initiative, right? A number of other SUNYs have done this, and it's going to be very straightforward to us because we already do everything. Okay, so it's a guarantee that if the student takes what they need to take, right, what's on the schedule sheets and so forth, we will offer those courses when they're supposed to be offered, and if not, right, and if it's through our fault that a student can't complete in 4 years, then the courses are free thereafter. But we already have everything in place so that the students can get whatever they need when they need it. And so we take no risk in this. And so, and we're looking at, in some degree programs, students, if they take some summer courses and they schedule efficiently, could actually finish in three. Okay, and that would obviously be a nice savings. And we're also looking at ways that we can reduce the cost of books and encouraging faculty to be mindful of what they require, to use electronic books, and also to use things that are in, I'll say, the common domain. And what a lot of people are unaware of is if books cost per course, say, an average of $200, if you're taking five courses, that's $1,000. And that means it's about 25% of your costs for a semester, right? Tuition is about $3,000, and so the books would be 25% of the $4,000 total. So if we can save some money there, and if students graduate in a timely way, so that would be helping students do. I want to thank everybody for everything they did for me during the inauguration. It was a wonderful inauguration. It was a huge amount of work for lots of people, including this young lady. And so I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful for Ron's role in this and Lenore's role in the proceedings. It was just a real highlight of my life. And so I'm very thankful. And then 2 weeks later, I had a chance to enjoy from the audience somebody else's inauguration, and while my inauguration was better in every way, and I say that in a totally unbiased way, I have to admit, okay, that June O'Neill, okay, who was the MC for Kristen's inauguration, had one heck of a voice, okay, and was a wonderful MC. And so maybe it was a tie for that. And so, no, she did a fantastic job, and it was a lovely reception.
Dr. Shafran said to me after SUNY Potsdam, how come no one sang to me? I assured him you wouldn't want me to sing.
That's right. June told me that I was very lucky. And so, but again, I'm really thankful, and it was quite wonderful. I want to mention our athletic teams have enjoyed some real success. As of late, our baseball team went to the Empire 8, and I believe they're playing today or tomorrow for the third place slot, okay, because they've won two and lost one. And so that's where that puts them. And our women's lacrosse team had its best season ever. Okay, with 10 wins, 5 losses, and it made it into the finals. And so that's really fantastic. And so that's great. I did want to mention just briefly the issue of diversity on campus. There have been the SUNY system is encouraging the appointment of directors of diversity on all campuses, and we're going to be moving forward with our own way of handling that. So we're going to be doing something probably a little different from other campuses, okay, by having, at least the plan is at the moment, to have co-directors of diversity and to draw from the strengths both of our student life side and our faculty side. And so if all goes according to plan, then we'll be moving in that direction. I'm sure you've heard of some issues that have turned up at Potsdam. As of late, they had a faculty member who received notes that were both homophobic and racist, as well as threatening of their family. And we in the Associated Colleges put out a joint statement saying we do not tolerate that kind of bigotry and that we stand up with our colleagues at Potsdam. And when they had a rally, I went over there and with my wife and son, and because I thought it was important that other colleges than Potsdam be represented. And, you know, the words I said there were basically, this could have happened on every campus because bigotry knows no boundaries. And so when people are attacked, decent people stand up and say, you know, not in our community, right, not in our family. And we stand in solidarity with our colleagues at Potsdam. So that's...
The letter in the Watertown Daily Times, that was a good piece.
Yeah, and so they did cover it. And, you know, we were obviously very happy to do that and to support Kristen in their moment of need. And Sean is going to be talking about some budgetary issues. And so we're doing our usual conservative budgeting. We're anticipating a small downturn in enrollment as the last of the lower enrollment years moves through. And as Melissa gears up, she's done a very good job admission this year, and so I'm anticipating starting next year, our enrollment is going to start rising regularly.
Ask a question.
Of course.
I know that we have our own engineering program now, and I'm very proud of what occurred. And what is our affiliation? I know initially you talked about a program in engineering that would affiliate with Clarkson. Is that still something that you're thinking of, or?
Well, I think in engineering technology, of course, we have our own degree programs, and we have an engineering science degree,
okay,
where students who do that for 2 years often transfer to Clarkson. So perhaps that's the one you're thinking of. We're going to be putting forward a proposal in mechatronics engineering, which would be a 4-year degree. Okay, no particular affiliation with Clarkson, although I would anticipate that people who would get a 4-year degree would often go there for graduate school. Okay. So we're working with Clarkson was on a Homeland Security college, which we had hoped SUNY was going to locate here, but in a political decision, they've located it at Albany, okay, and with a little piece of it at Oriskany, where they've got training, something or the other going on. But just to update folks there, I did speak with the president of SUNY Albany, right, Robert Jones, and with their provost, and they're adopting a hub and spoke model for this college. In other words, they recognize they can't do it themselves. Okay, and so they're looking for affiliate partners, and we're going to be one of them.
Okay.
Okay, and so this isn't quite what we wanted, but it's not too
that's
bad.
Great.
Okay, and so as soon as graduations and all that stuff are done, then their provost is going to be coming up here, and we're going to have discussions about how we're going to be involved.
Great.
And so hopefully that will go well. So a lot of stuff that's in process,
yep,
right? I guess I'd add, we've been approached by so many people who want to work with us, okay, ranging from the president of Canton-Potsdam Hospital, who want to expand what we do very much in the health-related fields, and they want to put some money our way, right, which we are happy to take, to meeting with the Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Carlos Medina, who is that person, and an affirmative action person from Albany, who also want to put money into projects that we've got going, one working with Akwesasne Nation and another to develop a center for cross-cultural communication. Up here in the North Country, again, jointly with Potsdam in that case, they've said they're going to fund it.
Yep.
And so you just have to give them a proposal and collect the check.
Great. I have another thing. I just wondered the other day I read that caught my eye because my grandson is now enrolling in the center. I was wondering if there's any tie-in with our sports management offering that would dovetail with that, because I mean, this is a really good field now for people who are interested in any kind of sports affiliated work or any kind of statistics and analysis where you need it in business. And I just wondered, I don't know enough about the sports management curriculum to know if, I'm sure they have statistics, but they'd have to. But I just wondered if there'd be any way to urge people, you know, to either get their master's or to continue on.
For the banking industry, too.
Well, data analytics is a very big area these days.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And usually data analytics comes from the computing side, at least in my experience. Sports management one makes sense. I mean, they obviously crunch a lot of data.
Yeah.
And, you know, the real sports fans love nothing better than...
My grandson played hockey all the way through college and now wants to be a scout. And he's going to get his master's from working part-time at that. So it just, I wasn't quite sure what they used analytics for. You know.
But that is something we have talked about in a preliminary forum on this campus. We're always looking at new areas. Karen's going to talk about one that I haven't mentioned yet. I'm not going to steal her thunder. Okay, but we're always looking at new areas, and you know, and frankly, as a college of technology, that take advantage of the latest in technology, and we'll also get rid of programs that have outlived their usefulness, and so we're going to have to constantly be scanning the horizon to be there first, because I think that's our nature as a college, and then and again, some things don't last. Some programs are here for the short term, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And so we just need to know, you know, if we've got a long-term commitment or a shorter term. Data analytics, I think, will be a long-term thing, and so we want to do that one right. And so whether that's going to show up in a computing thing or...
changes in time for graduation. We got them in time for Michaela to change the program. But I think we only made it by a few hours on that one.
I think so.
But we got it. We have changed the name and the type of degree. Veterinary Service Management, which was a BTAC, Bachelor of Technology, is now Veterinary Service Administration as a BBA. BTAC, sometimes you have to explain what a BTAC is. People know what a BBA is and a BS, so we're looking at degrees that we could convert to one or the other. We have deactivated or discontinued the telecommunications Verizon AAS program. That's essentially a Verizon program. If they don't want it, no sense us doing it. We've also submitted to be deactivated or discontinued two financial aid, every certificate program has to show that it increases the graduates' earnings. Well, these two programs were never designed to get someone a job. They were designed to, as remedial programs, to get someone into our two-year programs. So they wouldn't be eligible for financial aid. Just not going to. We need a different plan B. So now those students that will come into those programs are being offered the individual studies degree, which will allow them to take all the courses they need to get ready. Choice, great. If not, we've been working with Career Services to find a path B or C for them, other choices. Award changes to existing programs. Healthcare management, which was a BTEC, is approved to be a BS. We've asked for the same change for legal studies. That one is sitting with SUNY and State Ed. So we're waiting for that one. Emergency management is asking to go for a BS too, and that is, I believe, on campus, still going through a campus governance process. We've sent announcements to SUNY for two new bachelor's programs, game design and development, which would be a bachelor of science, and our dual nursing degree, actually taking our two-year and four-year nursing program and actually registering a full, complete four-year program that would do what 1 year of liberal arts courses, then the two-year RN program, and then finish up the last year for the bachelor's. Those have both been sent.
People are aware one of the main reasons for that is if you talk to anybody in the hospitals, currently they hire roughly 80% associates, 20% bachelors, and they're saying within 5 years it'll be the other way around.
And the nursing actual proposal went in as the actual proposal, not just announcement. We sent it yesterday. The following programs are all at the announcement phase at the campus level. Hopefully next Friday they will be announced at Faculty Assembly. If we get Dr. Safran to approve them Monday morning, we could be able to get them out to SUNY early next week, Monday or so. But these are the Megatronics Bachelor's of Science, Hospitality and Tourism Management, which is a BBA, Agribusiness, Early Childhood Care and Management, and Cybersecurity. Those are the ones that are at announcement.
And so we
believe we're going through assembly.
Agribusiness, no.
That one they haven't got to you yet.
No.
Okay,
that's I was just
it.
Taking and making
a note
of.
Was agricultural management.
Either way, neither of. Anything with the word agriculture has.
Okay, I'll check.
Through
I know I signed it.
Okay.
So I don't know what they did with it.
We'll find it. We'll
yeah.
Track it down.
We'll track it down. You need it by Monday, right, Liz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's obviously a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, the other ones, so yes.
The other ones are all with you.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so,
I only want to track down, I'm doing good.
And so hopefully if these are all approved by SUNY and State Ed, they'll obviously be very attractive to prospective students, and we want to get the word out as quickly as possible.
Just a couple of things that not to do with program changes. We instituted our scholarly celebration. This spring we had 88 faculty and students do poster presentations. It was during inauguration week. So there were poster presentations in the library, one noon hour, and then a two-hour walking tour of the campus with other poster presentations. Eight faculty and students did oral presentations on their research that evening. We have really tried to ramp up getting students to schedule for the next semester courses. We have, right now, as of Friday, 84% of our current full-time students that are not scheduled to graduate today have set scheduled courses for next fall. So we were down in the low 70s, high 60s a couple years ago. We've been trying to get that number up. A couple of reasons. One, it's better for the students to have it settled and not be scrambling around the first day of the week of classes trying to find classes. Two, if they have a plan, they're much likely to come back. And three, for us in terms of planning, if we know in April that were, we've hit the cap on these two courses, these, all these unscheduled students. We know what to open up for new sections, and we know what, you know what, we don't need as many of these sections. Let's reallocate room space, different faculty. So we've worked on that. We've been working on academic assessment, both the program level and the course level. Hopefully, learning outcome assessed, and this task stream. Engineering is trying to write their ABET report, and they need to show that students here master these competencies in communication. They have the information about the communication process. They don't have to run around asking individual faculty for syllabi and examples. I think it's going to make everybody's job easier once we get over this hurdle. But it's a learning curve. And we've had some recent Perkins grant for 2015-16 will be getting $133,134. Dr. Safran mentioned the SUNY ITG grant, which was for an innovative technology grant. $20,000 Dr. Lucas Craig worked on. Phil LaMarche has submitted a $10,000 grant to the Challenge America grant to support the Living Writing Series. And we're waiting to hear on refunding from NYSED, CSTEP, U.S. Department of Ed on TRIO for student support services. So those are, we're just waiting for answers.
Karen, how does that affect employment? We're going to have to hire more people for all these different new hires? Or
no.
Within, we currently have
that
everyone we need in those various.
Perkins grant is an ongoing thing here. I'm not saying there aren't staff associated with these grants, but we don't have any new hires planned with them. These are funding, some of those are funding existing things. Our tutoring centers, some use some of this. Dr. Krebs is equipment mostly. And he is doing a aeronautics?
Summer camp.
Summer camp. I think that's what he calls it, aeronautics. I see rocket ships, but he has this really cool video with Star Wars music. And
oh, no.
Oh, it's it's cool, yeah. It's good. I wish my kid was old enough. But he's a rising star here in terms of very energetic, trying to attract a younger group of students towards the spring. Service to the college, but this would help pay cost of bringing writers in and lodging them and that type of stuff.
In that line about faculty, with all the proposed new curricula, it will enable us, I'm sure, to use existing staff, but will, if these are okay, will there have to be additions, won't there?
There will be. Well, we've done some things like mechatronics. We've been trying to hire some, we had someone in electrical engineering leave.
Mm-hmm.
We, rather than fill that as a straight electrical engineer, we are looking for someone who has the mechatronic skills so that you can understand that you can moments, then you could look back at electrical engineering. Okay, maybe now we need another electrical straight engineer.
That's kind of like what I was asking as well. Just
so we are trying to make use of resources we already have.
Right.
Right. Get the enrollments, get outside funding, and
right.
Then as the numbers justify,
yep.
Add more.
Yep.
So a very cost-effective way. Right. Sean smiles every time we talk about that.
For the student side, now with all these new programs, is that still going to have SUNY Canton leading towards all on Blackboard this coming
our online programs or
no?
Will our course management system be Blackboard next year?
Will everything go through Blackboard next
yes.
year?
Angel is going away. I don't think you'll see another. By fall, every course will be taught through Blackboard.
because we no longer have a contract with Angel. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% what's going on this summer if we still don't have both going on.
Supplemental courses are still on Angel.
Okay.
Face to face courses that use Angel as a supplement.
Yeah. But come fall,
everything else is on Blackboard, yeah.
But so all the straight online courses are on Blackboard now?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay, I know we've got short time, so I'm going to ask Sean to give our administrative affairs update.
Quickly. So as we watch our enrollment trends, you know, we understand that our revenue stream could be retracting a little bit. This year, we were conservative when we did our targets. We actually were able to exceed our projected revenue, so I'm happy with that, although we're watching our trends for next year, and we all know that high school enrollments are down, everything, so the feeder numbers are down, and like Dr. Safran said, we're looking at a couple years maybe of trending down, so we're being very conservative. We've already shut off our spending for the rest of the year, you know, in anticipation of what's going to happen next year. We actually did target at a lower number for next year to be safe, although I think we're good with it, and I think, you know, possibly we will exceed. Melissa Evans is our new admission. She's doing a great job, and I think, you know, it's just going to take a little bit of time to get those curves coming back up. But until then, we definitely will be just tightening down. We do have reserves if, you know, if we get into any difficult position, but, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with it. Budgets will be tighter next year. Because of our summer and winter term funds, academics will always have the funds that they need to run their programs. So, you know, as far as it impacting student education, it will not ever, you know. We had, I think, 19 searches. Some of those have failed. So historically what we do in leaner times is we hire adjunct professors, cost savings there, and then as our numbers start to trend, you know, we'll pull in more full-time faculty again. So, you know, we're able to budget and save that way. But I'm pretty comfortable with where we are, but things will be a bit tighter next year.
Melissa, student government update.
First of all, I apologize for the tardiness. I did not account for UP directing traffic yet. 8:15 this morning, so I apologize for that. So SGA, the new board has been really excited and gearing up. I've heard a lot of rumors of upcoming plans for how to work with the students. I know one of their main initiatives is working with students to become better leaders and doing more of our workshops like we did this time to help students kind of prepare for taking on more leadership roles at the college along with in life. Kiana over here, she's our SGA 3-year veteran now, so she definitely has the ropes down and is planning to hit the ground running from what I've heard. Along with the rest of the team, they're very much excited for all of that. We made a few changes to our SGA budget as far as how we distribute our unallocated funds. We wanted to make it so that more club organizations could access the money and use it towards a bigger variety of events for campus for the students. We had lots of activities, including last barbecue and slip and slide and bonfire and all that.
The fireworks.
And the fireworks, yes.
They were a surprise to everybody.
So,
not on purpose. No. I'm the only one who apparently knew they were going to. Great.
So, I definitely think it helped a lot with the morale, and I think this for today. Definitely had a fun week. I just wanted to thank you guys. I've definitely enjoyed serving on all the boards and committees this year, and I will definitely be missing, you know, trying to figure out which meeting I'm going to and where it's located. So have fun with that, Kiana. Yeah, Kiana, would you like to add anything as the new upcoming president?
I don't know, I believe that you touched everything. I guess my vision for next year is just to basically to better every student's college experience, because I feel like I've been going here for 3 years now, and my academic experience is great. So I just want to make it a more social and a more environment where people don't feel like Caton is just a school that you just go to during the 10 months and then go away. So that's just what made me my vision for next year.
And our student government does a wonderful job of coordinating with my office and just really advocating for student needs and better programs and a more robust campus life. And so I'm very thankful for everything that they do on a personal level, and they're all great. And, I should mention something that you didn't mention. Well, we've had a number of student clubs winning some awards. The most recent one was from our dental hygiene student organization, which won the National American Dental Hygienists Association Award for Community Service. And this is the fourth time in 10 years they've won that. And so there are like 500 schools that compete, and we've gotten it 4 years out of 10.
Wow.
Okay, so basically we're not leaving any space for anybody else. No gaps between the teeth. So that was pretty exciting.
And also going to
the nationals
again this year, so talking about that engineering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so our students have to be very proud of them, of course. University relations, Lenore?
I have about 30 seconds before I have to go downstairs. And he was very pleased to be asked. I guess Dr. Zafran stole most of my thunder. We've been working hard on the SUNY 2020 grant. One more word about that. I think even if the grant doesn't come through with the money, I think we've established a really good working relationship with some people at SUNY Potsdam, and what we've shown to SUNY System is that we can put together a truly cooperative proposal that's very strong and in which we work together in really complementary ways. And even if we don't get the money for it, that's a really strong foundation to build from in future rounds. So I think that was a very positive experience. I think the two new presidents had a great deal to do with that. So it was a great process to work with. Three startup New York companies in the pipeline. So that's really interesting. The one that is probably closest to potential partnership would be a telecommunications refurbishment firm from Canada that wants to expand here. They have several clients here, and it would make their business much easier to have an office here. So they're looking at about 50 new employees in the next 5 years, which would be great. And they were very excited about our various engineering technology degrees to assist them with that. And that's about what I have. I have to go meet the congressman.
But again, as I was mentioning before, there are so many folks who want to work with us about our proposed agriculture programs in the hospitality management area, in engineering technology, and so forth. There's really no end of opportunities, and so it's just a matter of finding the time to pursue them all and to write them up and to try to get funds to fund these things and so on. And so we're very busy, but it's all good stuff. And with that, Mr. Chair, my report is concluded.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. I had a question. Is anyone aware how Paul Smith, how they're doing?
I've heard not well, but I don't know, particularly financially.
I mean, I don't want to see them fail, but I mean, I'm wondering if that were to happen, that would create some opportunities for us.
Well, actually, along those lines, we're going to be pursuing an opportunity, kind of, again, a long shot, but you have to try these things, with the Corinthian colleges. You may have read in the news, those are for-profit colleges in California. There are 16,000 students who have been left in the lurch as this place has gone belly up. And so we're trying to tap into this and see if we can help some of these students with our online programs.
Yeah, it'd be too bad if Paul Smith's is, is not involved anymore.
I've not heard anything imminent.
They have a tourism program that's excellent. They have a
culinary arts.
And they actually, don't they run a restaurant in Lake Placid?
They used to. I don't think they own it anymore. They don't own the hotel.
No.
I understand they do something on campus, but that's about it.
One other thing, you remember some of the College Council members may remember two or three years ago, we had a combined College Council meeting with SUNY Potsdam, that was prior to, and we talked about at that point having at some point in the future a combined College Council meeting with Potsdam again, and it would be on our campus, and I'll try to work with Michaela and Carol Rourke to see if we could do that at some point next year and be held on our campus, just for information. Before the meeting started, talking about Dr. Shafran, now he is president, right?
Maybe. Some days
I
wonder.
Say when he came in and sitting down, and I think he may have been talking to Courtney, that he wondered where the fireworks were last night. I don't know. Does that make you wonder?
They were surprise fireworks. It was just a surprise for everyone.
I was pretty sure it was us.
Everyone was pretty sure it was us. And it was, indeed.
And one other thing, I'd like to thank Dr. Sprain for taking the lead. Actually, he's the person that's most instrumental in naming the two buildings that we're going to be doing Alumni Weekend for, Dr. MacArthur and Dr. Kennedy. For some of you that were not around when Dr. MacArthur retired, that, again, was not an easy transition. So there was some problem there. And obviously everyone knows that Dr. Kennedy, when he left, it was not easy either. But I think with Dr. Shafran taking the lead and having these two buildings named after these two presidents that did so much for our college, and it has brought the college community together in a wonderful way. I really do. And I think that we should give Dr. Shafran a round of applause for that.
And I'm very pleased to mention that both Dr. MacArthur and Dr. Kennedy will be there for these namings. And they are delighted with what's happened.
I just wanted to add something real quick to Dr. Safran's report on that. The student government actually also helped with the College Association, and I just wanted to
absolutely correct.
Know that the student government also agreed to help fund that project.
Oh, great.
And that's a wonderful thing when one's students are involved.
Okay, anything else to come before the meeting today? Or what?
Just a side note.
Sure.
On Hilton Head this winter, I ended up in physical therapy and walked in, and they said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Northern New York." And they said, "We have someone here that I think went to school in Northern New York." And it was one of our physical therapy graduates from last May.
Wow.
So that was really neat, and I immediately called the foundation office and said, "Send me stuff." And so now Hilton Head Island is very aware of what we have in physical therapy.
Awesome.
Well, somewhat closer to home, I was at the Mechanical Engineering Technology Senior Student presentations where they're showing, you know, their research projects, and they had their advisory board, so some of the names are right here. And one of the members of the advisory board, who was not a SUNY Canton graduate, came up to me and said something that I hear all the time, which is that he was a Clarkson graduate, but given the choice of hiring one of their graduates and hiring one of ours, he hires ours, right? Because the reason that we all know, our graduates can hit the ground running, and they know how to add value from the very first day, and other colleges' graduates need 6, 9, 12 months of additional training before they can do anything. Mm. And so I hear this story all the time, and this was yet the latest incarnation of it.
One other little thing. I'm going to do my bit. They asked me to be the commencement speaker for the master's program. I'm very pleased about that.
Congratulations. Anything else? Again, Melissa, we wish you luck in the future of your endeavors. What are your plans, by the way?
Well, I'm all online next year for my to get my bachelor's, and in the following spring semester, I'll be doing an internship to get the tech management.